rude. We're crude. And we're back, baby.
We're back.
How is that unnecessary?
It just is.
Wow, maybe if I turn up Donnie's mic.
You could hear me.
That might help just a little.
Yeah. We've only been on for a minute, and I've already fucked up.
Woo!
Good job!
We are back. Woo!
Yay. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Now that exciting. Wow, I imagine the opening be a little better than that. But anyway.
Getting a free blow over here.
We'll try it again.
Where the hell is this air coming from? It's scaring the shit out of me.
There's no telling.
Wow.
See, it stopped when he started blowing.
I feel it, too.
It's kind of...
drafty.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
There it is. In the wall.
Uh-oh.
Well,
maintenance?
Do we have maintenance?
We're that damn cheap.
Yeah. Someone call Thomas. Tell him to get over here.
Hey. Get some duct tape.
That's Bob. He's maintenance.
I'm not maintenance. I'm okay.
You're high maintenance.
Yeah, I am, bitch. There's too much light in this room. I'm shining. I need some powder.
You need something.
Yeah, could they put any bigger light bulbs than that? Come on.
I know.
I need cataract surgery.
And strangely enough, it's too dark in here. There needs to be more lights. I know no one can see this now, but there's. There's four big fluorescent light fixtures. Fluorescent. There we go.
Fluorescent.
Because here, this is the same studio that the station I work at. We do the TV, show in. Wow, can my tongue go?
My head itches. That's better.
For those of you that may not remember us, I'm Bob.
I'm Donnie.
And I'm Q.
Cutie pie.
Close enough.
Yeah.
It's going to take us a little while to get back to normal because I don't have any of my sound bits. Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
Tard.
We got him back.
Tard.
Tard.
Tard. Phenomenal. This wasn't on my prep sheet, but I told Donnie this before we started. As I was coming back from lunch, I rode by KFC, and obviously a lot of people wanted chicken for lunch because the line, the line for the drive-thru was all the way in the street. There were people parked on Shotwell Street waiting to go through the drive-thru.
Welcome to Bainbridge.
It's like, wow, dude.
That's how it goes. It's like KFC Day, Dairy Queen Day, Wendy's Day.
I always miss Dairy Queen Day.
Well, see,
every day.
Here at work, I have a pattern. Monday McDonald's. Well, that's kind of effed up because I just had McDonald's.
Whoa, he has a pattern?
Yeah. Monday McDonald's, Tuesday Wendy's, Wednesday's Burger King. Thursday, Dairy Queen, then Friday's Zaxby's.
And the scary part is he remembered that off the top of his head.
Yeah.
It's easy because it just moves down the street.
Yeah. I just slowly come back.
He's coming this way.
I start at Kmart and I work my way back.
He just slowly gets lazy. Yeah. He's like, I don't feel like driving that far.
He's
anymore.
Like, forget it. I'm taking the bypass.
It's like by Friday, I'm out of gas. So what's the closest option? Okay. But I just wanted to start
As much as gas costs, I went to the Endless store, and I got like $20, and she's like, big spender. I'm like, $20?
I don't know how I used to do this, but no matter what the price was, before it was above $3 a gallon, it always cost $35 to fill up my tank. No matter, even right on the spot, that thing clicked at $35. All of a sudden, the other day, I spent $41. I'm suing somebody.
You work for them. Come on.
I know, that's the big problem. Y'all's gas money pays my bills.
And then you pay your own. You pay your own.
I don't get it for my own.
Knock on wood.
I don't go to Inland.
well.
Ooh, woo, woo, I'm telling.
Gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something. Jeez.
We're still on the internet, ain't we?
Please?
We thought satellite radio was safe.
Yeah, true, really.
Let's see, you get Don Imus fired for calling a basketball team nappy-headed hoes.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done.
Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Let's start over.
I'm Donnie. But he gets fired for saying that. And then you get JV and Elvis. The day after Imus says those comments about the basketball team, they air a bit where a robotic voice calls an Asian restaurant saying, "I want shrimp fried rice. I'm very well skilled in kung fu." Basically making fun of Asian people. It's nothing no comedian has ever done. It's done all the time. No one said anything the first time it played. And then they played it a second time the day after Imus was fired. Then someone said something. And this wormy little bitch that heads the agency.
That's like French fries. It did.
This scrawny little Asian girl in New York City.
All scrawny.
That's it. We're done now. This has been fun. Bye, guys. We've been gone for a year. It only took us 7 minutes. But she said it offended me. Where were you the first time it was aired? Where are all
not
these
not listening?
See, that's where the not all Asian people are like this. Allow me to say that so our asses don't get fired. But not all Asian people are like this. But some of them just need to hear it twice. Because have you ever noticed how on some of the movies they always say most things twice to some of them?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Huh? In the Chinese, in like the Asian movies.
Say that again.
Okay, it's in some of the movies.
Okay, I got it.
That they have to say it twice to some of the actors.
You have to say it twice to me, too. So say it again.
Maybe he's Asian.
Why, hey, you have any shrimp fried lice? He's got the eyesight down.
He's got the hair for it.
I want the Tung Fu Young. Can I get Tung Fu Young?
I want the cream of some young guy. Oh!
You wonder why I squint? I have a rice dick. I can't see it. I don't
know. You want to know what? I took too many shots, I come in the eye. But
I wonder how many times that has to happen before it becomes hereditary.
I don't know.
But we're going to get to something that I told Chris about when we came in. Q.
You're screwed.
We had a whole conversation about this. We're going to try it again. And here I go. Now 9 minutes into it, and I screw that bit up.
I love editing.
I ain't editing any of this shit.
I figured.
I'm going to air the stuff I recorded before we started.
Okay.
You know, really? Where? Okay. But anyway.
Like Tetris.
Right after. Right after JV and Elvis was fired, Opie and Anthony had a homeless guy come in, and he made a comment that he would like to rape Condoleezza Rice.
Aren't they sending, like, nude videos of her overseas to scare the hell out of the Taliban?
Yeah. They sent one to me, too.
So you're part of the Taliban?
Yeah.
Damn, you're in the wrong part of the country to be admitting that.
Yeah, bro. Come over to the table.
But
we'll take care of it our damn self.
You have a couple different like racial. Yeah.
But the thing is, the homeless guy said it on XM radio. It's supposed to be satellite. It's supposed to be uncensored. Mm-hmm. That is how XM promotes it. It's uncensored. It's raunchy. You never know what they're going to say next. That's how they promote it.
Now, are those also one of the shows that are both simulcast on regular radio and XM?
Yes, they are both. They are simulcast, but
they're edited.
But they are edited for radio. But this portion, okay, Opie and Anthony from 6 to 9 are on CBS and XM Radio. But from 9 to noon, they're on XM only. Those comments were made from around 9:30.
Okay, then what the hell's the problem?
That's exactly my point. XM says, hey, you know, we didn't like those comments. You need to apologize. So they came out. They apologized.
So then technically XM is false advertising.
Yes.
By all technicalities.
Yes. after Opie and Anthony apologized a few days later, after the CBS portion of the show and the XM only portion started, they said, "We don't understand why we had to apologize a few days ago, because that's what we get paid to do. We get paid
to do stews."
Yeah. "We don't understand XM's reasoning for wanting us to apologize." And XM said, "Okay, you want to question our authority? You're suspended for 30 days.
Welcome to the corporation."
They suspended Obi and Anthony for 30 days for comments that they didn't even make. There were comments a homeless man made.
So sue him. Fire him.
How are you going to fire a homeless man?
Give
He's already homeless.
For a day and say, "Now remember what you said yesterday?"
You're done. Well, I'm in the same boat I was in yesterday.
Just pull an Enron on him, you know. Hire him and then give him some free stock trading tips without telling the public. Yeah. Having been incarcerated for 30 years.
Ow, my knee!
Quit banging the table.
I don't like this freaking table.
I don't either. My...
As soon as I sit down, I almost break the damn thing.
It's a midget table. Well, there we go. We're fired now. Bye. So people are calling in outrage to XM saying, "Why did you suspend him? Well, cut my XM off." They first off started offering a free month of service, saying, "Okay, you signed up to listen to them, and they're not here, so we'll give you a free month."
Now allow me to say something before you keep going.
Yes.
Those of y'all listening right now, and y'all have XM, please do not follow his instructions or do what he did at all.
Why?
Please.
Why not?
Just don't. Don't be a little crybaby like he was. Just... Seriously.
Yeah, no.
I just wanted to scam the system.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This little retail... I mean, yeah, granted, it was a great scam. No. I mean, it worked.
You're just jealous you didn't come up with as a whole reason.
No, I don't listen to him that often. I mean, like, there's nothing
still,
on.
He got 6 months free. How many do you have?
Yeah,
way to go. How many months free do you have?
I had two, actually. Because they...
Six!
No, they took off an hour of Monsters of the Morning on Extreme.
Six.
So... I got mad. Me and my dad started calling it, and they gave me 2 months free because of an hour. Would you shut up?
So I call him up, and the lady that picked up the phone offered 3 months. I said no to 3 months. She sent me to his supervisor, and he offered me six. So I took the free 6 months. I don't have to pay for my XM for 6 months. That's four units, not including the one that's free.
Well, until they hear this, it's going to be 6 months. Now comes in the editing part again.
Yeah, really?
Oh, now we're going to edit.
having fun ripping the paper there?
Yeah, I was just kind
of... Taking one of my old bits away from
waking,
me?
Waiting on the... y'all to get done talking about XM.
Yeah, he's just said he don't have it.
I don't need it.
His sporty little car.
Hey, man.
You still have that... You still have that truck?
Yeah, and the car.
It just sits in his yard now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not giving you another sticker to put on the car.
I remember every time you would hit a bump in that truck at school, it sounded like you had a roll of quarters in the bed of the truck.
I swear the sucker... Me and Bob would sit out there betting on the day that it would start to fall apart. Every morning we'd sit there and say, "The muffler's going to come out this morning. The muffler's finally going to fall."
Muffler would hang lower and lower every day.
It didn't happen, though.
He started scraping, then all of a sudden, I think it was tied up with barbed wire or something.
No,
let's just say. Well, let me just.
This was on accident. I didn't do it. I probably hit something and pushed it back into place there.
That's them old trucks right there.
Normally, when a muffler drags the ground, you get sparks, but that muffler was so rusty, it was just giving off dust.
Sanding.
I'd have been scared to touch it. It might have, like, disintegrated.
You might get AIDS from it.
You probably could. Tetanus or something.
But
AIDS. Since when? Damn, everything carries AIDS now, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
AIDS.
All because of a freaking monkey and a guy that was a little too horny.
Mm. Yeah. Don't sneeze on me.
Give it to me, monkey.
Uh-huh.
Ah, crap. Hold on. Talking about Opie and Anthony, that's a good segue into this one little thing I have to play for you guys. Sitting here at work... You know, whenever there's nothing to do, I'll put my headphones on and I would normally go to the website and listen to Opie and Anthony. And they have an option, instant feedback, where you can send emails to the show while the show is going on. Normally, they don't get the comments till after they moved on to another topic. But this was a different case. This was something different.
We need to quit changing locations.
See, I had the other place figured out. I had no distractions in there. Donnie sitting there paying attention to what I'm saying.
Donate to the National ADD Foundation.
If you have any Ritalin and you would like to donate to the show, please.
No, don't do that now. You'll have the freaking FDA all over you.
But I was listening to Open Anthony. They were talking about a certain topic that I decided to send a little instant feedback to about. So here's the bit that was played.
And I want to thank Laszlo personally. He gave me the Warriors game for the PSP. I'm playing Luminous too. I know it's a faggy game, and I'm among a lot of gamers and guys that really know their gaming. But I always fall for the real simple games. I don't know. I always have, like Miss Pac-Man and Tetris and all this crap. And this Luminous 2 is ridiculous, and it plays right into my OCD, and where my eyes are burning every night. They're dry. They're red. You know that? That feel, right?
Video game hangover.
The greatest one is when you play the PSP in bed. Right next to your chick.
Yeah. with the earbuds.
Yeah, exactly. She tries to talk to you like, can you see?
What?
I am gaming now.
And with Luminous 2, it's like one more level, one more board. I got to keep going. My high score now on Luminous 2 is over 400,000. It's just ridiculous. There's no reason to play it to this point, but I continue to play it.
Keep playing.
Okay. At that point.
End of the cheating idea.
Okay, at that point, I decided to send in this feedback, because my high score is well way over a million.
Which is still hard to believe.
Dude, I last night, I think I hit 1,200,000.
Now, how are you going to be able to prove this, though? I agree with...
Next week, I will bring my PSP, and I will show you. Okay. I'll bring my PSP.
What
next
the hell is what?
I don't know. It's some stupid ass game that I don't even play.
Luminous,
but he claims he's over a million, and supposedly this is a big deal.
Luminous is a game. It's a 4x4 square. It's kind of like Tetris. But instead of trying to get a line of blocks all the way across, you try to get a 4x4 block of the same color. And when you do that, they'll disappear.
Mm-hmm.
As the line goes across the screen. So I sent in an instant feedback. I didn't really think he was going to think anything of it. So I decided to send him a message telling him what my high score was. And he actually read it on the air, and here it is.
I do want to
video. Can I tell you something? Bob Smith just destroyed me.
What happened?
Now, I said my Luminous high score, and it's on one of the more complicated levels. No. I said 400,000, 400 and something like 20,000. And I know that impressed a lot of people out there. I know that. Bob just writes, "Oh, my Luminous high score is over a million. I play it 4 hours a night."
Pumped.
Bob has no idea what he just did to me.
A million.
Okay, maybe I over-exaggerated when I said 4 hours a night.
Well, I'm not impressed.
Over the course...
You don't care.
Over the course of the day, I may play for 4 hours, but at night, I may play 1-2 hours, tops. Try
what?
To wait and go to sleep.
I hate Tetris.
I want to see what my high score is.
It's so lame. Dude, my high score on Tetris was like 100 and something lines. And, you know, you play that.
My high score on Tetris was zero lines.
I have my high score right here on my phone. It's 43,869 is the score with 190 lines on level 10 with an efficiency of 26% and a power of 39. If anybody understands what Tetris is,
I know. The only good thing about Tetris is it's a good game to play on the shitter, just like the handheld Yahtzee.
Yeah.
You can sit there and you're like, oh, Yahtzee. I mean, come on. That's the only thing it's good for.
That's the only reason mine's so high.
You don't play Yahtzee if you're just chilling in the recliner. You don't play Tetris if you're chilling in a recliner. You play it while you're chilling on the shitter.
Now, I don't think you're chilling on the shitter.
If you play to your legs go numb. I've done that, trust me.
When you got your girlfriend over and you really don't want to talk to her, you sit on the shitter, you play a game until your legs go numb.
And that's when I go in my room and get the Nintendo Wii and play something.
Until she gets frustrated and leaves.
Because the Wii, you're sitting there swinging stuff, and she's like trying to grab you, and she can't. Because you're sitting there swinging stuff.
I just get on the computer and look at porn. Wow.
That's harsh.
That's it. I'm leaving.
That's mean.
Where's my car crash when I need it?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not...
good Lord.
That's not the end of it. Here's some more.
No, because I was ready to say, you know what, I'm done. There's no way I could go any higher than this. But now that I know that Bob is over a million, I'm fucked. Because now
you might be lying.
Nah, you get a feel after a while that you know these guys aren't lying.
Bob's a queer,
which is true.
Yeah. Whoa, that's why we're sitting on the other side of the table.
My buddy Jim Norton called me a queer.
Your buddy? Nice. What, y'all will go out on the weekends or something?
I've talked to him a few times in email after this happened, but yeah. I met a couple of
his... Does he finally believe you now?
Yes.
Oh, no, he's definitely lying. You can see it in his face.
At least Opie believed me. At least in that bit, Opie believed me.
Have you noticed in most of the big talk shows, I don't know if you listen to them or not, but have you noticed that the one guy, like the head guy, always believes the people?
And then the other side man has no choice but not to believe. Because he's trying to get big time, that's why.
You realize we've gone 23 minutes, we haven't talked about a damn thing?
We've been talking about something, so somebody's got to download. Please, if you've already downloaded, I know it's kind of gay to ask you to download it once you've downloaded, but download it one more time.
Please.
Then just delete it off your computer. That's all we ask.
I may
make us feel good.
I may do that while I'm doing my 4-hour morning show.
I'm going to download it like 5 times just for the hell of it.
Just to get the numbers up so we get some advertisers on this thing.
Please. Then you'll get...
But that's not it. There's more to this.
Oh, okay.
I actually call in.
I love you.
Bob, he's got over a million. I believe him.
Donnie's
Are you okay?
Donnie just passed out.
I didn't see that coming at all.
The moment Opie said, Bob, boom.
Figured I might as well take me a nap while I'm listening to this.
This thing's about to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Don't pull on it.
Oh, shit. I thought that was paper.
I did too.
It's gone. Okay, let's get back to this.
Everyone's saying 400,000 on Luminous 2 ain't shit. Great. Now, see, I really wanted to put this game down. I'm done. I feel like I have arthritis.
Okay, he's sitting there saying that
or carpal tunnel.
he's saying
a little offside.
He's saying he's upset that he knows that he can do better than 400,000. So, I'm basically driving him insane right now.
Bob in Georgia wants to defend his Luminous 2 high score. Bob.
Hey, guys.
I'm calling
you
him on
a million,
work.
Really?
Yes, really.
Bullshit. Does a game start showing you porn or anything? If you hit a million, what happens?
Nothing really happens. I'll start playing about 11 o'clock at night, and I'll look up, and it's like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, my games are up to 2 hours long, so if you're hitting a million, that's got to be a 4-hour game, I'm thinking.
It will take me several nights to get up that high.
What do you do, put it on pause?
Are the blocks just spilling out of the sky at that point?
Not really. It's just burning eyes and wondering what has happened to my life.
Same thing I'm wondering.
Yeah, I think that stuff too. All right, sir. Thanks, Bob. See, he got a million. Jimmy.
Bye, Angel. Bob's full of turkey. Your 400,000 high score
language
is unbeatable.
Until I see it, I'm not going to believe it.
Shit. Wow.
Turkey
what
shit.
What the hell was that? Okay.
He couldn't come up with another more creative.
It's XM Radio, man. Say what you got to say.
Well,
never mind. We can't. Yeah. You don't do that, yeah. Man. Exactly. Don't take that advice.
That's why we're not on XM. Apparently.
Just intranet. I doubt we ever get that recording thing going.
What recording thing going?
I don't know. TV.
Okay.
We're never getting on TV. Forget regular radio. Yeah. Fuck XM.
Okay. Let's see. You want to start reading some stories to get to what we do good?
Yeah.
Around here.
Let's just get to it.
Okay.
A local sheriff says.
Sheriff? Never mind. I don't believe it.
A local sheriff says a New York man wounded himself while using household
tools.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Tools to remove bullets from their casings.
Huh?
Do what?
Warren County Sheriff said the man shot himself in the stomach while using a vice hammer and screwdriver trying to remove the 223 caliber bullets from their casings so the empty shells could be sold.
What? Just go out and shoot them!
empty shells can be sold. Why don't you sell the whole bullet, dumbass?
No, well, there's a weird thing going on. For some reason, I found this out the hard way, that a bullet, on average, costs around 50 cents in the package, right? On average.
Depends on what you get.
Yeah, it depends on what you get, but on average, they're 50 cents a piece. The casing alone, selling them, is about a dollar. So I don't understand how you can get all the added ingredients like gunpowder and the bullet itself plus the casing for 50 cents, but turn around and sell the casing for a dollar. It really got me. I sold a guy a casing for $1.
Wow. What'd you buy?
Another thing of bullets. No, I sold him a whole package of a whole package of bullet casings for a dollar a casing. Yeah. And then I went off and got me two casings or packages.
This conversation is riveting.
Yes.
I see the worry in Donnie's eyes.
Next one.
Finish, please.
Okay, let's move on. A female officer has been disciplined for downloading an I Love Gay Porn desktop during a raid on a Hell's Angels home.
Huh?
Do what? Repeat that.
I missed that.
Yeah, I totally missed that.
A female officer has
female
been,
officer
has been disciplined,
disciplined
for
disciplined.
Downloading.
For downloading.
An I Love Gay Porn desktop.
I'm not saying that, but that kind of desktop.
You guys.
I just wanted to hear him say I love. I ain't saying it, but I just want to hear him say that. But I'm lost here. Okay, where did she supposedly download this? At the dude's home or at her place?
During a raid on a Hell's Angels home.
Okay, so she was running around with her laptop in her hand downloading it while banking the raid?
No, she downloaded onto the guy's computer.
So she went in there to his computer, downloaded
during
it
the raid.
And said, look, he likes gay porn.
During the raid, yeah.
So
how would nobody see her?
Well, that's how she got caught.
Oh, okay. That's kind of random.
She was,
sir, I'm going to use your computer while I handcuff you.
You have the right to remain silent, and I hold and give me right to use your computer for gay porn.
You have the right to an attorney. Anything
you do.
If
not,
you do not have enough damn money, we'll pay one for you, and all the taxpayers can then pay for you to be.
You have a right to an attorney. You have a right to AZT pills.
You have the right to Viagra.
Ow. Anyway.
Yeah.
And if Viagra does not work, we would just get you a wig.
Vidican.
She was charged with discreditable conduct after she reported her actions to her supervisor 3 days after the raid. She reported herself.
What?
She reported herself.
He didn't. They were probably going to use it in the court thingy.
But why would you need
thingy?
To use?
Yeah, the court thingy.
What's gay porn going to have to do with going to jail?
It depends on what the charge was they were raiding the house for.
Gay porn?
Well, maybe he was like those priests, you know. You never know. 12-year-old boys.
They raided his house because he was looking for sharks.
Sharks.
Sharks. Sharks. I love that show. Catch a predator. I didn't know he was 13. It says right here. How old are you?
He was 13 or she was 13. Every time I see how to catch a predator, it's a she. Somebody's thinking wrong in this room.
Sorry.
That's what I'm not saying, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just got to find it out.
Moving on. Moving
yeah,
on.
he has to save himself.
Moving on.
I think
that's why he's got the papers.
Moving on.
He's going to skip all the gay ones now.
Thank God that was the only one you'll know about.
Please type in PIN number.
Oh, the phone's ringing.
Oh, my God. We have a phone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that was loud.
Do I need to go answer it?
Nah, I just ignore it.
The non-untitled show.
Two boys
not
ages...
titled.
Wow, this is a bad story to pick right now, but two boys ages 11 and 14...
That was perfect time. One right after the other.
Bob's in this one somewhere.
Wow.
We're changing the identity.
They've been arrested for holding up a shop with a purple water pistol in Kansas.
So, how could...
That's armed robbery.
Okay, I work at a convenience store, and if I saw a purple pistol being pointed at me, I'm going to laugh.
They disguised the toy gun with black tape. to make it look more realistic.
Black tape.
Now, I can understand black spray paint, maybe.
Black tape.
Oh, but here's an important note they put on the story. The gun wasn't loaded with water or bullets.
How could it be loaded?
No shit! I swear. This world's dumber.
Okay, if it wasn't loaded with water, they were smart enough to cover up that little piece that sticks in the hole then. Or take it off. Or take it out and then tape it over. That's smart. But the dumb part is on the person who ever wrote that, bullets. How are you going to load a water pistol with bullets?
They were trying to be funny. That's the news for you.
My ass.
The boys could spend maximum of 2 years in juvenile detention.
Okay. Well, I can understand the that's punishment for the offense. That's fine, you know.
Arm
but,
wow.
it's still retarded.
Oh, I got to read this one. This one involves a visual that you guys won't see, but I may post it online.
After he skipped all the gay ones.
You damn Skippy. a Chinese grandmother has...
You saw how he flipped that page.
Yeah, he just flipped them
pages.
All.
It's like three pages he
shut
took
up.
Out.
And I saw his eyes. He was looking like, oh, shit, I can't say these.
Are you done?
Monster Porn House was...
Wow, okay.
We're kicking him off the show.
Wow. A Chinese grandmother has a 5-inch horn growing out of her forehead.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 5-inch something else.
I was about to say, a grandmother has a 5-inch.
I was like, hang on, I like it here.
There was actually a pause in my head when that was said. And like 100 possibilities ran through it.
She says, as first, it only was a mole, but it gradually grew and became a horn.
So where's it at?
On her forehead.
Where at on her forehead? Holy shit.
Look at Chris's face. Chris is astounded.
That has to be fake.
It's the grandmother of Satan.
Hell, Satan!
It's the evolution of Satan. They used to only have one horn.
It's like...
it's... Yeah. That needs, you need to put that up so people can understand this.
Yeah,
that,
I'm going to put that one online.
There's a hair growing off of it.
It's actually really hard to comment on.
There's a hair growing off of it. Long white hair.
It looks fake. You know them things that grow out of the top of the pumpkins?
It looks like that.
Because
it curls.
Yeah, it curls just like it. Like it just got cut and the stem died. It looks just like it.
It does.
It honestly looks like it was glued onto her forehead.
Yeah, it does. Because there's like a little notch there.
And she looks so old like she can't, like she don't care. Like, okay, hurry up. It's a prank.
Started as a mole.
I need to put this on the wall.
That's a bad mole.
I'm going to start watching everybody with moles. It's like, it's going to grow. I swear.
I need to put this on the wall and scare the crap out of my boss when he comes in the morning.
Just cut out the picture. You know, that's pretty small. Just put it up somewhere, like up there on the TV or below it or something.
What I'm going to do
put
is...
Put it on the thermostat.
No, put it on the clock. Put it in the center of the clock.
Put it above it, so they'll look up there a couple times, not notice it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the hell? Well, it's a horn!
I'd take the glass out and tape it to the minute hand, so they're like...
I do it to the second hand.
Yeah, tape the horn to it.
Be going,
I don't know. Is it 3 minutes or 4 minutes after the hour?
This point kind of hit there.
They're already behind.
Yeah, they are. Wow. Anyway, I got to thank Break.com for this one I'm about to play. Donnie knows about it, but Chris doesn't, I don't think.
Behind every bird, there's a pile of shit.
This is from our very own Fox 49 in Tallahassee. Here you go. Enjoy.
So I'm Chris.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning. You see, G. Jesus, this fucking channel.
Wait, repeat that. Do that again. What? One more time.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning. You see, G. Jesus, this fucking channel.
Now what?
He just crapped on himself.
You didn't hear him?
I heard it.
I just wanted to make sure I heard it.
Oh,
Have you ever heard something so funny it's hard to laugh at it? That's how I am right now.
I can't breathe.
Oh my. I gotta step out for a second.
Oh my god. Donnie just fell on the floor. We gotta show it to him.
Oh man.
I can't breathe.
Kick in the chair.
Oh my god.
I'm really lightheaded right now.
It's hot in here now. All of a sudden.
Who needs pot?
Do it again, do it again, do it again.
Do it again, do it again.
Mommy, own Red Roller Coaster again.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G. I was flipping channel on ESPN2. He had $15 All-American High School Dunk Contest. It was the year LeBron won it anyway. How I noticed a certain kid from all over Louisiana dunking on people's head. The kid was Von Wafer. He's not a kid anymore. When he splashed 20 on the Gators, that's going to happen. We also just coming. Wafer was without question a guy we all expected would fill the very large shoes that left behind.
You can hear him. He's trying to hold it together. He's trying not to laugh. What makes it so much funnier is that it happened here. It happened here.
In here?
No.
Oh.
No, in our area.
I was about to say, which damn chair was he sitting in?
Sure, the early season troubles led some to question Wafer's ability to lead, but that's not the problem anymore. Wafer has stepped up. Leads the Golden Story. It's clear.
I can see this guy now. I remember who it is.
Yeah, the younger guy with the black hair.
Okay, right now they're doing an interview, and I read by the guy that posted it. The guy that posted it is from Tallahassee. He posted a comment saying that while they were playing the interview, the director, the producer, was talking to him, telling him, "Don't laugh, stop laughing."
So
the interview's going, and his mic's cut off right now. So let's see if he can hold it together when the interview's over.
On the court, just try to help my teammates, just try to give my teammates energy. I like to be a leader, you know, that's my role, but fine.
Check it out, some big time college
basketball. He can't hold it again.
Georgia Tech in Miami. That's Guillermo Diaz. He is good. He had a three there. He had 27 Miami after a good start. Georgia Tech with a big first half. Will Bynum, he'll hit that. He had 21. 1-0 in the ACC, 80-69. Your final, Georgia Tech.
Put on your dancing shoes. We still have a lot more to go.
That's the equating business.
The delight of it all. On Wall Street, the Dow is up.
He just like crapped all over himself. It was so loud. It was like.
It had to be a loud one for the mic to pick it up. I mean. That is the hardest I've ever laughed.
That's not the hardest I've ever laughed.
Well, during the show, that is the hardest I've ever laughed.
No, I laughed hard at the Miss
at the Michael Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, because I had my back turned and fell out of the chair.
Yeah, he was. You weren't here. It was after you stopped doing the show. We were doing the show from the other room in there. And that was when there was a lot of junk in there. And I basically got frustrated with him. I told him, turn around. Get in the corner. You're in timeout. He started picking up stuff, playing with it, and saying, there's a lot of toys in here. And I was like, yes, like Michael Jackson's bedroom.
it was perfect. I don't know why.
And that's the show that played over radio. That's the only show that played over radio here in town. And I got phone calls about that.
That's why we're not on the radio.
No, the reason why we're not on radio is because the show that was aired on radio, you can go online and you can download. I can't remember what episode number it is for once. You remember. I used to remember what every episode number was. But I forgot
back
now.
Back on episode 5. What?
Well, so like, what the hell happened on that? That?
Yeah.
There was a fifth?
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked. Wow, there were 24? But wow, crash. Anyway.
Oh, good Lord.
The reason why we're not on radio anymore is because if you listen carefully to the show that was on radio, you can hear me go, I say fuck in the background. You can barely hear it, but you can hear me say it.
Welcome to the world of the F.
So that's why I'm not.
Yeah, we can blame it on him that something goes wrong.
Not me.
Normally it's like, Q, Donnie, it's your fault.
I feel like my voice is gone. I was laughing so hard. Nice.
Tasted like Big Bacon Classic.
Time for some celebrity news.
Celebrity news?
Ooh, celebrity.
Let me guess. Right, I get it's going to have Paris Hilton in it.
Well, well, now that you were talking about her, now I can move on ahead to her story.
I knew that was coming.
It's DEFCON 4, dogs missing.
Paris Hilton won't appeal the 45-day jail term she was sentenced to earlier this month for violating probation.
Yep.
Hilton was ordered to report to jail by June 5th for violating terms of her probation in an alcohol-related reckless driving case. She initially called the sentence unfair, and lawyers representing her filed a notice to appeal. Hilton is likely to spend about 23 days in special needs housing unit. The shorter sentence.
That's her house, right?
Yeah.
The shorter sentence reflects an expectation that she will behave well behind bars.
Paris behaving well?
They're putting her on good behavior. She hasn't spent 1 second in jail yet. I thought in order to get good behavior, you've had to spend time in jail.
Yeah. Normally what it is, if you have any good behavior in a certain amount of time you're in jail, I think it's like 50% of the time that you are allotted to be in jail, then they put you out on good behavior.
But
and
you're still on probation.
You're on extreme probation. Yeah. Most of the time you're in like a halfway house type shit.
And the weird thing is, the day before she was put on good behavior, she still has no license right now.
She's not driving.
She's not going to be able to have a license for, I think, 3 months. But she's
3 months? If I did something like that, I wouldn't have a license for a year.
She's been seen driving around.
I'm moving to California.
And I got another story here.
Don't you need a license to use a bicycle over there?
Hey, do you have that one on the guy in Arizona that wanted her to come to his...
Yeah, I had that, but I think I got rid of it because it updated. But it was the guy with the tents out in the middle of the desert that wanted her.
Come on. Do her sentence out here.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The one with the
vacancy sign.
Yeah.
The one that makes you wear the striped...
Pink stripes and the pink underwear.
No, it's the jumpsuit with the pink underwear, and I'm kind of sitting there going, like, for girls, isn't it kind of redundant?
Well, yeah. The point of that is that actually it's a big deal now in most of the prisons that they will actually sell the clothes. The jumpsuits and stuff and the prison uniforms. Wow. Because for some reason, people on the outside want them. I don't know why the hell most people spend their whole life trying to stay out of them, and these people are trying to buy the damn shit.
Right, and they got out of jail and they kind of missed the clothes.
I guess so.
They were so damn comfortable. But just when you thought things couldn't possibly get any worse for her...
Yeah, right.
Pictures had...
No!
Pictures have surfaced of Paris Hilton smoking a joint.
That was photoshopped.
No, I've seen it.
It was photoshopped.
It was pretty good Photoshop if it was photoshopped.
Well, I've seen some pretty damn good ones.
But...
Oh.
You did it, dumbass.
I didn't do it.
But anyway.
Photoshop
my ass.
There was a hearing, in fact, for her there to try to keep her out of jail.
Yeah.
And like 3 or 4 of her supposed biggest fans... got this going in a court, and less than 10 people showed up.
Yeah.
But yet there's over like a million people riding Governor Schwarzenegger, to give her a pardon.
You know what Arnold Schwarzenegger said?
Not have a pardon.
You know what Arnold Schwarzenegger said?
He's never gotten one right in. He hasn't heard anything.
No. This is what he said when a reporter asked him, are you going to pardon her? He said, darling, I have more important things to worry about to pass Hilton. Darling.
He
didn't say it like that, but he said he has more important things to worry about than Paris Hilton.
Why you gotta pick on Arnold, man? I think he's been an okay governor.
Stop you! I've been a horrible governor.
I'm just glad I'm not in his state.
Yeah.
Good point.
Sonny's okay.
Yeah.
I got something for y'all too later on. But okay, go ahead.
Who do you think topped Maxim's Hot 100 list?
Lindsay Lohan.
Fuck you.
Because I know. I don't know how I know. Lindsay it was on the radio. Yes, I know.
Lindsay Lohan is not hot.
Top 100. She was number one.
She's number one.
No. Out of all
she
the
is pretty hot.
She is not
that
hot.
Not
good enough to be number one. I can grant the top 100, but not number one.
There are pictures of her on the beach, and she's all freckly and ew.
Freckly. Yeah.
Freckly.
Yeah. Like one of them freckles maybe become a horn or something.
It started as a freckle.
She does not look good. She's got a raspy, like, smoker's voice.
It's kind of like the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they had a great career going. Then they got
what
skinny.
Happened to them?
It's like, they all just shriveled.
Anorexia.
They shriveled away.
One started doing marijuana or something.
It's
what
like
was it? Marijuana?
Yeah.
Crack? Something like one started drugs, the other one got a supermodel syndrome.
It's like, you have billions of dollars. Eat! You can afford it.
I'd eat. That's for dang sure.
You Jesus. I'd be a fat slob.
You already are.
No, I'm about to say too late.
Fuck. No. Hey, according to Dr.
Bob.
According.
Bob, you got something in the corner, man. Say some of the hamburger you ate, man. Maybe the mustard, mayonnaise.
I wasn't going to say something. I thought it was a booger.
Yeah. Remember that yesterday?
Yes, sir. I was bringing down. I was we were driving back yesterday from the paintball game, which we'll talk about later, which is damn cool. I was pulling, and the sun was in my eyes. So I pulled down the visor, and all of a sudden, something dropped from the ceiling. I thought it was a piece of dirt or something, because we were out there in the dirt. And I thought it just fell off my hand. It fell off the roof. It landed on my arm, and I looked at it. And Donnie said, "What the hell was that?" And I said, "Dude, it's a booger." I want to know where the hell it came from. Now, I left him in my car. I went into Wally World to get some drinks.
Wally World.
And I came out, and that's when I pulled it down, and it fell on my arm. I've already pulled the visor down a couple times before that.
Yeah.
I think Donnie placed it there.
Dude, it was stuck. It wouldn't have fell.
I think he did it. If you think he did it too, send us an email.
Dude.
That's right.
Send us a message on MySpace. MySpace.com/TheUntitledShow.
Yeah, that's better. Do that. If you think he did it. Send us
or,
a message.
Or go to our forums at TheUntitledShow.net/forums.
Okay,
He hates the technology crap.
Yeah.
Oh, well, get over it.
I think I got to go back in there and recreate an account.
What do you mean?
Or am I still in there?
What? The forum?
Yeah.
I had to get rid of it because porn people took it over.
That figures.
These porn bots go in there going, they post messages going, "Hey, I like your website. Why don't you come out and check my gangbang?"
Okay. I like your website. Come check out my gangbang. Well, what?
Sure.
Moving on.
Wow. I like your website. Come see what I do with this guy's penis. Wow.
He remembers that one very vividly.
Because he probably replied
a couple times. No, for some reason it showed up at Chris's account a lot.
I was only on there once, so I don't want to hear it.
Because you were cute, you were very mysterious.
Yeah.
It was Mysterioso.
They like them guys that have real names.
A driving student lost her license three hours after passing her test.
She's not a student anymore.
She's a graduate.
She lost her license after going for a drink with her instructor to celebrate.
Huh? DUI? I take it.
The girl was pulled over for erratic driving, and a breath test found both she and the instructor were three times over the legal limit.
Whoa.
She said, "I had promised to buy him a drink if I got my license, and we went to a cafe, had a couple of wines, offered to drive him home. I was so happy, I just didn't think about the drunk driving rules."
Drunk.
How old is she?
He was a great instructor.
23.
She just now got her driver's license.
23.
What state? It depends on what state. It doesn't say, does it?
Ohio.
I don't know their age limit.
Yeah, but 23. I thought it was 21 anyway.
That's high.
Well, in Georgia now, it's 18. It used to be 16. Unless you spend like $300 on a freaking driving course. Which is really totally retarded.
That's Ohio for you.
Looks round on the ends and high in the middle. Ohio. For those of you who thought something else, you are dirty wrong.
Wow. Okay. Anyway.
That's a real song.
Is it? Really?
Enter your pin.
That's hot.
I know you're not. Oh, I'm going to be sued. I used... Didn't she copyright that?
She's trying to.
No, I thought she did.
Nah, not yet. She's trying. It's like Michael Buffer.
She's still trying.
Let's get ready to rumba.
He did patent that.
Yeah, he did. $50,000 every time you say it on broadcast television. I swear to God.
So every time he says it, he has to get paid.
Yeah.
And they say it like once every boxing match.
Broadcast television, that means Fox, ABC, NBC. Doesn't mean cable networks. He only got it for broadcast television.
That figures.
Because he's...
That's all that airs it, though. Except for ESPN. And I don't think they're... Are they broadcast?
Broadcast what?
ESPN.
Broadcast what?
The only boxing that... The only boxing that ESPN does is these white guys at 3 a.m. on Saturday nights.
No, that's true.
That is mostly Showtime and shit like that.
Yeah, they get away for doing it for free because they have a contract with them.
Yeah, so he's already getting paid with them.
Yeah, but not as much as he would if he didn't have the contract.
Yeah.
Got tired of using the stand?
Yeah, I'm tired of having to lean over, so I'll just hold it.
So you're going to make a lot of obnoxious noises with the cable?
I might fart in it.
Nice. Scottish police are investigating an incident where a student teacher taped shut the mouths of two disrupted five-year-olds.
Thank God. Finally somebody was...
Taped their mouths?
Police were called in by school administrators after parents expressed outrage at the unnamed female teacher's actions.
Unnamed.
At the Avonmore Primary School.
It's private.
In Scotland.
Okay, it's not private.
Getting a little red skirts on.
Isn't that the equivalent to elementary school over here? Primary school over there?
That is just more proof that duct tape is mankind's greatest invention.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Yep.
I'm just glad somebody finally got... Well, I can't say balls because I don't know.
You just did.
Yeah, but...
Testicles.
I'm glad she's got the brains enough to use it in a manner that actually works.
4-2.
Doing what 100% of all teachers in the U.S. would like to do.
Oh, true.
If you're a teacher and listening to this, I don't care.
That was Christopher... Never mind.
They're going to figure it out sometime or another.
A Chinese grandmother... Here we go with Chinese ribbon again.
Is this the horn again?
No, it's not. A Chinese grandmother who went to
a horn from her belly button.
It started as a freckle. Animal. Go ahead.
They connect in the middle like a loop. It looks like the San... Never mind.
The San Jose Trail.
Looks like the St. Louis Arc.
What?
the mini arc on our belly.
Mini arc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that the boat?
No, you know the big arc.
Oh, okay. The arc. Well, they're both spelled the same.
No, they're not.
The big ass boat.
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
Arcade. Let's go to the arcade.
Yeah, there are.
For once I'm right. Hallelujah.
Wow. For once you're right. Way to go, you.
Yeah.
I had to think about it. Oh, I'm yawning.
That's hot.
You're not.
I know I'm hot.
There's four tracks on the CD. I just found it laying around, so let's see what these other tracks are. We already know what this one is. If it will play.
That's interesting.
I don't know if y'all heard That's it, but...
There okay. it is. That's track one.
So what's track two?
Here it is.
That's hot.
How many?
Let's see.
That's hot.
So that's all. No joke. No joke, people.
That's hot.
So that's all the CD is.
That's all the CD is.
Maybe you should just have that play throughout the entire thing. Whenever it pops, it pops up.
Yeah. It's four tracks, a pair of something going, that's hot. You could thank the wonderful new co-host of the local talk show, Rick and Coley, Rick, for that CD.
That's pleasant.
What? Who would want four tracks of her saying that?
Obviously,
Maybe
Rick does.
He needs it in the bedroom.
Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to the show.
That's hot.
Now
yeah, it is, Paris.
Now back to the story that I was trying to read a little while ago.
I already forgot.
A Chinese grandmother who went to the hospital with a headache was found to have had
why it had a horn on it.
No.
I knew one of us were going to say it.
I looked at you to make sure you weren't going to say it, so I went ahead.
Take five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A Chinese grandmother.
Porn.
You fucker.
Aflac.
What the fuck?
You seen that one?
Aflac.
The goat on it.
What about the damn show Cavemen?
Would you hurry up and read this damn thing?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Read about it.
A Chinese grandmother who went to the hospital with a headache was found to have had a bullet in her head for 64 years.
That's not a horn.
They're going to shot the horn off.
64 years in
How
her
old
brain?
Is she?
Well, she's older than 64.
Well, no shit.
She's 77.
So when she was like 10, she got shot in the head.
Let's see. She said she remembers that she was shot in 19.
Can you subtract?
I was just
77
doing a round
minus 64.
I was rounding.
That's like
13.
Yeah, 13.
I was rounding, man. I said that's like 10 years. I didn't say
no,
exactly.
It's not like 10 years. It's
I rounded,
is
man.
13.
I rounded.
Okay, so let me understand. You knew the year in your head. It's just you decided to round off.
Yes.
You had enough time to figure out how to round it off.
I just said 6.
Okay,
seven
let's see.
Is
77 minus 64 is 13. Oh, it's like 10 years.
Dude, okay, man. Never mind. I'm like getting into this.
That's hot.
Not getting into it.
She would think that they could actually have enough time to round off like that.
Yeah. She remembers getting shot in 1943 during the Second World War. By the invading Japanese army when she was taking supplies to her father.
Isn't she Japanese?
No, she's Chinese.
She's Chinese.
Invading Japanese.
Well, that would have been... I thought she said Japanese.
Yeah, the Japanese are going to invade their own home country.
That's why I said it would have been kind of redundant.
Maybe he...
Using the big words.
I hope he did say Chinese. Maybe he screwed it up.
She claimed that it went through her head. She thought it went in one side and out the other.
Genius.
Hmm.
Let's see. I feel one hole. I don't feel a second. Oh, it went through.
She would have been laying on the ground, getting buried in a hole.
Well, you
would
have thought that if it would have been in her head anyway, she'd be dead.
Let's see.
Not always.
They ran after me. A bullet passed through the corner of my right ear. I hit the ground, lost consciousness, and recovered within 3 months.
Okay, then it wasn't in her brain. It was just in her head.
It was in her head, but she didn't really...
So it, like, went in somewhere around here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like.
But if it would have went straight through still, it would have hit some brain eventually.
Not through there, it won't.
Yeah,
if it's
true.
The corner that I'm thinking about of the right ear, it's right below the hole of the ear. So it would have actually grazed her inner ear tube and went straight through, which that's nothing but a big hole in there. I'm sorry. I just went through a lot of army training, so I know a lot about what bullets do.
So what are you, a male nurse now?
No, I'm actually a qualified battle medic.
That's hot.
I agree.
He's trying to learn what he can do with an ear.
And then I find out I'm not going to be an officer. So
what can you do with an ear? Tell the story about why you got kicked out of that place.
What place? GMC?
No.
Which one?
Your allergies.
That's GMC, dumbass.
Oh, I didn't. I thought you were talking
I'm
about.
I'm allergic to the only freaking plant that grows only in that place. Well, it's not the only plant, but it's a plant that only grows in or around Middle Georgia, specifically Milledgeville, Georgia. And that's the only reason I can't go to school to be an officer.
Hey, that's a dumb luck.
That is. And the funny part is, when I went to LTC, Leadership Training Course, it's like a boot camp for officers.
Mm-hmm.
I go up there, and a stupid major, which already is up on his big head anyway, sat there and told me I had a heart murmur. Which I never had a heart murmur a day in my life.
He was right. That was the funny part.
So are you done yet?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. I'm still ramped up on work. Tell that story later. Keep going.
Or yesterday, or...
Obviously, I'll tell it later, and then I never do, so... Forget it.
Anyway. ABC is coming out with a new show called Cavemen, based off the Geico commercials. You didn't know about this, Donnie?
No.
Yeah, they came out with the show Cavemen. Now, you know the show According to Jim, right?
You mean there's real cavemen?
No. Oh. You know the show According to Jim, right? With Jim Belushi?
Mm.
Well, the show is not canceled. It has been put on hold. ABC executives told Jim Belushi and the cast of the show to stay on hold. Because the moment the show gets canceled, we're going to pull you guys in and put you in their time slot. Well, last week, they had the first screening of the first episode of The Cavemen. 13 people went to the screening of the first episode. 13 people.
So
were,
what is this show supposed to be about?
It's supposed to be a show about cavemen living in the now. It's kind of like the Encino Man, the series, basically.
Uh-huh. What? Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, you know this is a sad world when they start making sitcoms off of TV commercials.
Yeah.
And you know Geico's getting money out of it.
And I can't stand the commercials.
Or The Gecko.
Yeah.
The Gecko's okay.
They have a TV show about him next.
Yeah.
Then him versus Affleck Duck.
The Adventures of Quacky and the Geico commercial.
Yep.
Thomas just entered the studio.
What's up, man?
Say hi to everybody.
Hi. Michael's here, too.
Michael's here, too?
Yeah, see.
Ah, okay. But anyway, the 13 people that went to the screening of the Cavemen series... Before the show was over, all 13 of them walked out and said it was horrible.
Thank God.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
The almighty black one. I like that.
I've been throwing paper at him.
Yeah. They almost broke the bobblehead. Yeah, he would have. Potty mouth over there.
Over a bottle.
Potty mouth.
You need to watch your fucking language.
Seriously.